welcome everyone to the Carolina Outdoors. We're glad that you're joining us. We're going to talk a little bit about something that's been going on in the Charlotte area and even beyond the Charlotte area for the past 14 years, but it was interrupted this spring by the pandemic, and it is the 14th annual Fly Fishing Film Tour Charlotte Edition. Now, initially, this was going to be occurring at the Visualite Theater in mid-March of this year, but as we all know, a lot of things have changed during that time. It was postponed, not canceled, as you'll learn as we discuss, not canceled, but postponed. Now, normally it is a night filled up with fellowship and fun and fishing, which is partly how the Fly Fishing Film Tour gets the F3T designation. But now it's going to be different. It's going to be virtual, and it's going to start off at 7 o'clock nationwide on August 27th. I'm Bill Barty, and we're going to bring in the general manager of Jesse Brown's, who's helping present this movie spectacular on August 27th, Wes Lawson, who's right here on the right-hand side of your radio dial.
Hey there, Bill. I am so excited to be here today to talk about the Fly Fishing Film Tour 2020 virtual event. It's going to be incredible. The lineup of films that we have this year is just second to none. And you know what? We say that every year. Consistently, this program beats itself. It improves every year. It is just fantastic what they have to offer. And you know, one of the great things about it is fly fishing and the Fly Fishing Film Tour bring people together because there's a shared experience. It's something that people from all walks of life can do and have it in common. It's almost like it's a common thread.
Well, with that being brought up, Wes, I'm going to ask you about some of the movies. And if you're just joining us on the Carolina Outdoors, or you maybe have no concept of what fly fishing is or what the Fly Fishing Film Tour is. In fact, for a lot of people, it may be A River Runs Through It with Brad Pitt. But what this is are several dozens, if not hundreds, of submissions that go into the offices of the Fly Fishing Film Tour where official selections occur. And I don't know how they do it. They go through this weeding process. And so what ends up making the tour usually has a meaning, just as Wes alluded to, has a meaning, a purpose. It includes, it excites people in regards to the sport of fly fishing. And over the past several years, a wide variety of demographic has been brought into the films. Oftentimes you think of a granddad back in the 60s in Pennsylvania fly fishing in a mountain stream, but now it means young people hitting the surf in Baja, California. It means ladies, and we've had women on the fly here at Jesse Brown's, but ladies joining in, not only fishing, but also guiding and leading the way in the sport of fly fishing. It means young people, and it means not so young people as well. And Wes, I think it may be the first film that's on the docket, but we're heading up to Northern Canada with a certain special lady.
That's right, Bill. So that first film called Common Thread is all about one woman in her relentless pursuit of introducing people to fly fishing. Her name is Mary Pettigrew, and let me tell you, she is not your typical fly angler. She's in her 70s. She's a widow, but she brings more spunk to this sport than most people do in their entire lives. She chases down monster pike and makes it look like it's the easiest thing in the world, bringing class and charm to the river. But Mary brings her family, multi-generational family, on these trips to introduce fly fishing to the next generation of people, including family and friends, but also to share these experiences. So yeah, they're heading up to northern Saskatchewan, and it's all about memories and experience. It's gonna look incredible. This film from Thrive Visuals is awesome. It's got travel, it's got family, it's got fun. It's a great one. But Bill, I gotta tell you, one that I'm really excited about next on the docket is Cosmolito Junkie over there in the Seychelles.
Yeah, I may have to ask you about that. They are in pursuit over in the Seychelles, Cosmolito Atoll over there. They're in pursuit of a fish that has actually been filmed several times. In fact, you can see it on National Geographic. Look it up on YouTube. GTs, eating birds. These are fish that come out of the water in the flats of the Seychelles and chomp on big grown birds to fill their belly. Anyway, Helmut Zatterer and Yngve Ask from Flyfish Adventures Production are bringing forth Cosmoleto Junkie, which is going to go to the Seychelles. And being a Cosmoleto Junkie brings up a whole new ball of wax.
Yeah, it really does, because there's no easy way to get from here to there. Even though we've helped outfit customers dozens of times to get over to the Seychelles, it's a long way from here to there. But after a week or 2 weeks going for those big giant trevally, I get it. I understand why people are so into that. But you know, most people, when they think of fly fishing, they think about, like you said earlier, Bill, a river runs through it. They think about trout. They think about rainbow trout in particular. And even though we have great fisheries here in the Southern Appalachians, oftentimes we think of fly fishing as a Western sport. And rivers like the Gunnison River are places that we think about the most. And so there's this great movie called Project Rainbow that's going to really highlight how some of these great fisheries have ebbed and flowed. And in some cases, like the Gunnison, went from the early 90s, a 2 mile stretch of river having over 10,000 fish in it, to by the turn of the century, just a few years ago for us, 20 years ago, 86 fish, 10,086. And so how do we take care of our ecosystems? How do we bring our rivers back? The great thing about this movie, though, is it's not just going to be preachy about global warming, climate change, the watershed. It's a good, good film, but it does remind us all that we have to take care of what's around us or what's below us if you're heading down to Australia.
And before we head to Australia, we need to talk a little bit about what we're talking about. The Fly Fishing Film Tour, the Charlotte edition for 2020, is now being held virtually. It's being held nationwide, but we're selling tickets through Jesse Brown's. We're also selling raffle tickets that are gonna go to our four conservation, fly fishing promoting, and veteran aid partners at Jesse Brown's. So you can go to jessebrowns.com to get those raffle tickets to support that group. But we're selling fly film tour tickets. Just go to flyfilmtour.myeventcenter.com. The event is the Charlotte event. Tickets are $18, and you can join in with independent film lovers, fly anglers, just regular conventional fishing people, or maybe you just like to have a break from reality and escape around the world with the beautiful sport of fly fishing. And just as you said, Wes Lawson there, Bill Barty, they're escaping to Australia would do. Sunny beaches, kangaroos, and locals saying good day. So that's going to be Josh Hutchins from Aussie Fly Fisher as he embarks on fly fishing adventures down under. So you can see the mountains, the rainforest, the deserts, all from Australia, but you can also see checking off the list of the different species that are available to a place that many of us have never been, from the Tassie to the Cape in Australia, and Aussie Fly Fishing Production, an official selection of the Fly Fishing Film Tour, is going to help us make our way to a land that I've never been to. Wes, have you spent any time in Australia?
Only in my mind, Bill, only in my mind. You know, one of the great things about these films is, even in a year like 2020, when our travel plans have been thrown off, these short films, well-made, very approachable, help you feel like you're there without going through a full production. This isn't the tour bus approach. This is a really unique view. In this case, going from Tasmania all the way up to Cape York.
Well, I asked you if you'd ever spent time there, and I know you spent time in the next couple of places, or at least in the vicinity, whether it be in the Amazon region of South America, or maybe the rainforest of Costa Rica. But we have two films that are coming on board this year in the 2020 Fly Fishing Film Tour, one by Jocko Lucas, the other by Thomas Ederlund and Federico Hampel. both of those movies are going to be taking place, for the most part, down in South America, a place that you know pretty well.
Yeah, you know, one of the great things about Captain Jack Productions, that's Jacko's group, is he takes all of us to some places we've never even thought of or we never knew existed for fly fishing. You know, last year he traveled over 125,000 miles from Western Africa down to the Amazon, back to his home on the Texas coast, trying to find the next fad, the next wave in fly fishing, but also in adventure travel, because at the end of the day, this is still about going off these places and really immersing yourself there. This film, Relentless Pursuit, looks fantastic. I'm excited about that. They put together, Captain Jack Productions put together some great, great films. Now, this other one there, going to the jungle of Costa Rica called Machaca, is really, really interesting. Most fish in the world don't break the surface to eat vegetation, but there's one in Costa Rica that does. It's the Machaca. It's aggressive, it's beautiful, and they're very adversarial. I mean, it's, you know, we think of vegetarians, we don't think of a fish that's going to get ready to get in a fist fight. And if they had fists, they would do it. But the Machaca has this really interesting relationship with the rainforest around it. It's really an important part of the biodiversity there. It's also a great trophy fish, especially on the fly. And, you know, when a fish like this breaks the surface, it's stunning. And the cinematography of this is going to really blow you away. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
So who is this for? Again, people who like fly fishing, of course, but also people who like to travel. And travel is a four-letter word these days, and it's not happening a lot. So we feel this is your opportunity to, again, get on the computer, but get on the computer knowing that your other fishing friends, or maybe independent film friends, or maybe travel friends, will be logged on as well. There are $30 tickets, the family pack, if you will, so that you can have a viewing party at your house for the Fly Fishing Film Tour 2020 Virtual Edition. Now, if you possibly bought tickets back in March for the Visualite showing, you can transition those, we hope, through Jesse Brown's for product, for credit, for goods like that. But in the meantime, you can also join in from 6 to 7 p.m. because, Wes, we're going to do a pre-show. You and I, Dave Bergman, we're going to get together and talk about the movies that are going to be upcoming. We're going to do it via Facebook Live beforehand.
You know, over the last few months, Bill, we have really grown from being just a store with a radio show and a podcast to being sort of a multimedia production crew. And so we're going to bring our knowledge, our smiling faces that are fit for the radio, to the virtual world on Facebook Live, talking about these films, talking about fly fishing, about travel, about some kind of must-have products, some tips and tricks. It's going to be a lot of fun. Think of it as, you know, an NFL pregame show. It's our version for fly fishing. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a good time. And Time is the name of this next film, and it's going to be one of the biggest films in fly fishing, and I will say in fly fishing history. There are two names in fly fishing that are probably top of the list: Lefty Cray and Flip Pallet. And it's been a little over a year since Lefty Cray passed away, but he influenced more people in fly fishing and in fishing in general than probably anybody. And Flip, his good friend, who was famous for years for his Walker's K Chronicles, did a great film with Blaine Chocolate and Bob Clouser, who also, you know, those guys are giants in and of themselves, exploring the backwaters of inland Florida. Excellent fishing, great canoeing, great boating, great bird watching. That was sort of Lefty's preferred stomping grounds. So there's going to be a lot of stories about what they learned from Lefty, good and bad and funny. People who have just these caricature style personalities. Time is going to be one of the most exciting parts of the 2020 Fly Fishing Film Tour virtual event.
Well, in that same spirit, the spirit of what Lefty Cray did for the sport of fly fishing, not only does that particular film focus on Flip Pallet, Blaine Chocolate, Bob Clouser, and his, Lefty Cray's, influence upon them, but it's also a time for us to appreciate Lefty's influence on the entire sport. And that was one of his missions, was to help bring people into the sport. And that's what the Fly Fishing Film Tour 2020 and all the previous years have done, is help enable people who are in the sport currently, whether they just be like to go fishing, maybe they like to guide, maybe they like to work in a store like Jesse Brown's promoting that, but also new people who've never even held a fly rod, but they aspire to go to these places and do these things, even if it's just fishing Sugar Creek right here in Mecklenburg County, maybe heading down to Lake Wylie first time with a fly rod. That's what Lefty Cray really wanted, was fly fishing to be accessible to everyone. And now, more than ever, it is accessible to everyone. So I'm looking forward to exploring with these icons, if you will, his celebration of life, but also the celebration of inland Florida.
You know, Bill, one of the things about fly fishing is it is known as the solitary or the quiet sport. But increasingly, we do see it as a buddy sport, a family sport. It's fun to go together, to be on the water together, even if you're 6 feet or 600 feet apart, coming back later in the day and reliving those moments of that fish breaking surface, bringing in the one that got away, or in my case, how many times did you catch a tree in your back cast? That's fun. It's better than sitting at home checking emails. You know, Baja Lines is going to be one of these buddy films about friends heading down to Baja, California, down there in Mexico, pursuing two very different passions. One is striped marlin on the fly, and wow, that's gonna be incredible. But the other is free ride mountain biking. That to me sounds painful. Both are gonna be a lot of fun. When you go to a place like Baja, nothing comes easily, so there's gonna be, you know, they're gonna earn those jumps, they're gonna earn those marlin strikes. It's gonna be a lot of fun, but we do like the idea of community. And though typically the Fly Fishing Film Tour is a community event, we'll have hundreds of people in the theater having a great time, friends and new friends alike. This is going to be virtual. You're going to watch it from home, or hopefully not stuck in traffic, or at the airport, maybe wherever you are, but you will still be part of a larger community. And that's what we're hoping to help create in our 6 to 7 viewing, or sort of pre-show viewing party on Facebook Live next Thursday the 27th. So moving on from that, Bill, where are we in our list of great films for the film tour?
Well, before I delve into the next, because they are some more human interest films that are going to be coming on board and a little bit closer to home, but still an exciting place. If you're just joining us, this is the Carolina Outdoors. The voice over there, Wes Lawson, GM from Jesse Brown's. I'm Bill Barty, one of the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's, and we are inviting you to spend $18 for the debut of the virtual fly fishing film tour. It's August 27th at 7 p.m. So when you buy a ticket, just go to flyfilmtour.myeventcenter.com. We'll also have it on the Jesse Brown's Facebook page. We'll be linked up every which way so that you can access these tickets. You'll be invited into a waiting room. That waiting room is going to open up into the films 7 p.m. on August 27th. Once you have purchased your ticket, $18, as I said, or a family ticket for $30, you will have access to watch the film anytime between 7 p.m. on the 27th all the way until September 2nd. So if you're working that night on the 27th and can't watch it then with everyone else, that's okay. You can still have access to the wonderful films that we've talked about, but also a couple of more, including what fishing guides do when the fishing season is over in Alaska. Can you guess what they do, Wes?
They go to the Bahamas, of course. and that story is going to be about taking not just those trips, but also taking care of those fisheries, helping, in this case, the Bahamas, which have been devastated with hurricanes. So not just fishing there, but giving back to those communities. You know, one great thing about the film tour, I think, and I said this like at every break, one great thing, these are small studios. Oftentimes these are anglers, these are store people. You know, they're like us, they run a store, who are then filming and capturing these great stories, these human interest stories, these travel stories, and then they turn them into some great films. So it's not a Titanic, it's not Braveheart, but they're great, great films that are definitely worth your $18.
Well, and it also gives you a little bit of insight into the trauma they had down there with Hurricane Dorian, and some of the proceeds of that film are going to be going to relief efforts down there in the Bahamas, local lodges and businesses, that sort of thing. Wes, we got to take a break, but I've enjoyed breaking it down with you. I also look forward to August 27th at 6 p.m. on Jesse Brown's Facebook page. Facebook Live, we're going to have 1 hour of preview talking about these movies, kind of a movie report, a tease on the red carpet at Jesse Brown. So we hope that you will make a schedule to join Wes, Bill, and Dave, the outdoor guys at Jesse Brown's, on Facebook Live right before the film. We're going to take a quick break, come back and say goodbye. You're listening to the Carolina Outdoors.